This is my first go at doing one of these. Might do a couple more of them just because it's a bit easier to get my rants going. Share them with Noster, do you know what I mean? don't really know what to talk about, to be fair. Just a little ramble. We could talk about the state of X. I know most of you probably have deleted it by now, and I probably should as well, but I'm still on X, in all honesty, because I find it just interesting, because you can see the... Obviously, of course, you've got the personalised algorithms, and some of the shit which I see is appalling, but I think because of how appalling it is, it's obviously gaining my attention, and it's probably doing the exact same for other people, but in, obviously, a different context. Well, in a different... They obviously perceive it a lot differently because, I mean, you could see it everywhere, really. It seems like Noster is the only place where people are actually somewhat sane. but, I mean, ideology, we should probably talk about that, especially with what's happening in the Middle East with Israel, Gaza, Hamas, Hezbollah. It's just all fucking kicking off, and it's a bit crazy at the moment. The world seems a bit doom and gloom, which, of course, it isn't. There's still hope. But I think people... This is what, obviously... I think I done a post on it the other day. This is what Carl Jung observed. This is what Terence McKenna observed. Is that ideology... It is the anticipation of the Antichrist, anti-Christian values. Terence McKenna said ideology constrains the beauty of human free thinking and free thought, because essentially what it is, what ideology does, and I think I also done a post on this regarding the political spectrum. I think there's a website where you go onto, where you provide the computer with a load of answers, and it basically labels you with what you are, which is a bit ridiculous, because you're essentially being told what your ideology is through a computer. And weirdly, the same thing can be said with what human beings do. Human beings will base your ideology not even ideology, they will base their perception of you based on ideology. But the reality is, the only person who knows you is you, and the only person you can be is you. Yes, you might be a libertarian, you might be a fucking anarchist, or blah, 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 all these different ideological viewpoints, but you're just you. So, yeah, it's just crazy how trapped people are in their ideology, and whether it's religious ideology, political ideology, it's all the same. It's the same burden. If you look at Israel and Gaza, right, this is what it does. You essentially, when people side with a certain side, so let's say I'm siding for Israel, the reason why we see so much uproar is because the minute you choose a side, you alienate the other side straight away, because you've chosen a side. And the same can be said if you side with Palestine, because what people don't seem to understand is that in this war, have both sides killed children? Yes or no? The answer is yes. So why the moral thing to do is take a viewpoint of neutrality, just be neutral on it, and don't choose a side. We need to get away from the viewpoint of, and the standpoint of, it's just a blame game. It's like Jeff Booth mentioned in his book, the us versus them narrative. it seems that ideology does that in every scope of our lives, where you have Republicans, you have Democrats, you in the UK, you have Conservatives, then you have Labour, you have all these different viewpoints of what's right and wrong. And everything is just politicized, and everything is just, everyone's blaming each other. Like, it's like on X, I just see a load of barking dogs. And another thing which is really, really is concerning, and it's just seems, the reason why I'm still on X is because I'm just so intrigued with, especially the, I'm going to say it how it is the anti-Semitism, where a lot of these like red pillars, black pillars, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. I don't even want to label them myself because I'm just contradicting myself. But you see a lot of these people who they claim they're a free thinker. They're like, oh yeah, I've solved it. It's the lizard people. It's the Jews. Everything. It's all the Jews. Do you know how ridiculous it sounds to blame it on just one race? And it's just ridiculous, because the reality is, yes, in some ways, some of the claims they are making are justified. Some of it is true. Like, it is true that the vast majority, well, a vast majority of the financial systems and a vast majority of the industries are run by Jewish people. But as Jordan Peterson pointed out already, they seem to be a successful race because they're close-knit. And they inherit a lot of their wealth. But to what is quite concerning is that everyone seems to be going down this rabbit hole of it's them, when it's a lot more than just them. It's human beings as a collective. And as Carl Jung has mentioned before, a lot of the atrocities in the world come from psychic epidemics, where in a way humanity can go through a mass psychosis at any moment. And like we said, atrocities can be carried out, and if you look throughout history, it seems it may not repeat, but it rhymes. And I go on X and I see all these things about fucking Hitler and shit like that, and I just think, what is going on? It's like people have just lost their fucking minds, and it all stems from ideological viewpoints and stances where I'm right, you're wrong, or you're wrong and I'm right. It's just, no one knows at this point. What we do know is that when we remove the ideological lens and we just actually think with our hearts and think what is right and wrong, killing children is wrong. Have both sides of the Israel-Gaza conflict killed children? Yes. Are the world leaders noticing that? No. And this is the problem. So don't fall for the trap of ideology. And the vast majority of the time, if you do find yourself if you find yourself with the herd, you're most likely going to be wrong. Put it that way. But yeah, that's my little rant done. I don't know if I'll do any more of these, but I probably will, because it just makes it a bit easier to get my viewpoints out there. So yeah. Anyway, guys, have a lovely day. Spread the love. Peace.